Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
On News Talk.
Now, does this resonate with you?
I'm a very stubborn person, and I do think that my stubbornness sometimes extends to, let's say, feelings of ill will towards someone who has wronged me or someone that I love. And a friend of mine recently said, one of my best friends, her friend had not shown up for her in some way. And that immediately put this friend, I barely know, onto my blacklist. And I said this to her and she was like, God knows, like, you never get off that list. Like, once you're on Saoirse's hit list, that's it.
Yeah, journalist Saoirse Hanley on Breakfast a little earlier this morning telling Ciara about her love for a grudge. I want to know, do you find it easy to let go of them? Tara Logan Buckley is a clinical psychologist. What impact does holding a grudge have on us, Tara?
It's got so many different impacts. It's the one thing I'll say, it's almost like a backpack and it's filled with rocks. So it's literally holding you down the whole time. So I suppose the first thing is, where do kind of grudges come from and why do we have them? And that's a really important thing, because a grudge is essentially our brain's way of trying to protect us from actually being hurt again. It's the mind kind of saying, remember this pain, we don't want it to happen twice. And as you kind of said, it comes from a place of injustice. So, like, you know, we're always looking for fairness. And when that doesn't happen, we kind of get this unfinished business. So when we think about our brain, it's actually programmed for negative bias. So we hold on to negative experiences way more tightly than we do positive ones. And then obviously what this does is it releases kind of our anger hormones, like our stress and our cortisol. So then what happens is the body rehearses us kind of to think about these things over and over again. So also, if we think about it, it requires vulnerability to be able to maybe let go of that grudge or to forgive or to talk about it. And that feels really, really risky. And for a lot of people, there's a lot of implications this can have as well. It can make people feel really, really trapped in their thoughts. It can have a lot of emotional toll and impact on us because there isn't other time maybe for joy or creativity. And there's always a massive, I suppose, a constant stress response when we think about that person or that grudge as well. And also we can bring it into our relationships and we can project maybe old hurt onto new people.
So what should we do? Say our party piece, make our point and get over it?
Yeah, I suppose, look, there's a few different things as well. The first thing is, like, is the grudge costing you more than what it is protecting you? So, like, is it more draining? Is it harming your health? Is it getting in the way of relationships? Or, for example, is the person in your life anymore? Because sometimes we still hold on to grudges, but the people isn't even still there. Like, we're still, like, mentally tied to them. So I always would say, like, when should we let it go? That's a really, really important thing. So, like, is it serving me or is it weighing down?
What?
Because for a lot of time...
Go on ahead.
Yeah, no. So I was going to say, for so many people, when you actually tease out the grudge, it's actually only impacting them. You're holding all of this energy and it's all geared towards you and it's impacting your life. Yeah. But the person that you have the grudge for, they don't even know. They're just living their own life every day, happy as Larry. And, like, it's not impacting them in one bit negatively.
We want to hear from listeners today about those grudges. I mean, why do you hold a grudge, or who do you hold a grudge against, actually? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Sinead Dalton, content editor with Evoke, is with us here too, Tara, on the line today. Do you hold a grudge you'd like to share, Sinead?
Oh, I don't know. It's a tough word. The word grudge, I think it makes it sound so kind of like what they
negative.
Say, heavy.
Yeah.
I know. But I think I always remember a phrase when I was younger here, and I think my granddad used to say it, I'll forgive you, but I'll never forget it. And I think, you know, it's true. And I suppose I'm probably being a bit general. I think maybe would it be more of a woman, female thing? We have very good memories. When somebody hurts us, like your caller said, it's like a protective shield we put up. It's like, you know, as another kind of saying goes, you know, shame on you, fool me once, shame on you,
fool me twice,
shame on me.
Do we know Tara, actually, just when Sinead mentions it, like, is there a gender divide in who holds grudges the longest?
So, this is really interesting, right? So research would suggest that both men and women do hold grudges, but they often differ. So, for example, women tend to hold on to more emotional or relational grudges. So that might be betrayal, it might be exclusion or being let down. Whereas for men, it tends to be more around respect, status or competition. So actually kind of comes out more as I'll prove you wrong more so than I'll never forgive you. So there's a slight different ways of it being that, whereas the women will remember the betrayal and kind of every single detail, what was said, what was worn, the exact date. Whereas the men will just say, I don't like that guy and I'm going to be better than him. So men and women do, but they still, it comes out in different ways.
Do you, Sinead, are you the kind of person who, if you have an issue with somebody or you feel they've wronged you, will you tell them, you know, have the discussion about it, that's it now, park that, we can move on? Or do you feel does it linger?
I don't know. It depends on the person. I think, like what Tara said, males and females differ. And that's why I think, you know, sometimes I think, you know, friendships with men are more, I think, true. Because if a man doesn't like you, I feel they'll tell you. Whereas a girl, kind of, if you've done something, you know, the guy will come out and say, here, listen, didn't like you did that the other day, kind of annoyed at you, you know, don't do it again. Whereas a woman tends to be a bit like, oh, yeah, you're grand, you're fine. But then you'll find
you're the subject of a WhatsApp group all day or something.
Something like that. Yeah. So I hate to say it because I am one, and I find women are just a little bit more sneaky maybe when it comes to it. It's that it's more kind of, I think it is, like she said, it's more emotional, you know, when you've, particularly if it's somebody close to you and they've done something to hurt you, you kind of step back and say, well, hold on a second, you're supposed to be my friend, I've known you for this long, and you went and did that. It questions your friendship. But I think the key is, if you are one to hold on to a grudge, look, it is what it is. You're cautious about the person, but just don't let it make you bitter.
Listener here says,
don't let it.
Irish people need to get better at being more direct and articulating their anger, says this texter. What about you, Darren? 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. Are you good at letting go of a grudge?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
Yeah, I'd have to agree with Tara. I just think life is too short, to be honest, to hold on. You're kind of wasting your own time and energy thinking about, you know, what other people's opinions are of you. And I always say other people's opinions of me are none of my business. But I think as Irish people in general and as a nation, and kind of like what that texter just said, is we love a good grudge. It's kind of like something to talk about nearly. And I think Sinead said as well about like her granddad. I think is it a generational kind of thing as well? That, you know, our granny would be like, oh, I don't like that one now because, you know, she skipped me in math. And they kind of remember things more. Whereas do we, as a kind of the younger generation, we're more in touch with like, but how is this affecting me? And like therapy and stuff, that we think about it more. We have more kind of ways of dealing with it.
Yeah, possibly.
For me, I'm like, I'd rather just fight it out there and then. Do you know what
so
I mean?
Would you? So you, if you were wronged, you'd tell me, Darren, would you? And then that'd be it. We'd move on. There'd be no issue down the line.
Well, I say that now. Like, do you know
it's
what?
Easier said than done, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. Or else I just, it depends on what it is and how well, you know the person and whether or not you really want them in your life. Like, I'm lethal for just cutting people off. So, you know, if someone says something a couple of times that I don't like, I'm like, okay, well, it's nice knowing you.
Yeah, you can just cull them.
Okay, bye. Yeah, exactly. With my big scissors.
Is there a generational element to this, Tara? Are Gen Z just, are they better at handling it?
I think in Ireland it's actually a cultural message. And if we think about us historically and other generations, you know, we were very much ruled by Catholicism in Ireland. And the message in Catholicism was always to forgive and forget. And actually, that's not true. That's a really, really dangerous message to send someone. And it's something that I talk about in therapy, is that actually we don't have to forgive and forget. When we talk about forgiveness, it's always kind of culturally that we need to forgive the other person. But that's not the case. That's not what forgiveness is. Forgiveness isn't a gift to them. It's actually a gift to yourself. You deserve the peace of mind. And the thing with that is also around the forgetting. You don't have to forget. And that's the most important thing. You can forgive yourself and you can forgive the person if that's what you want to do, but you don't forget. So as she said about her granddad making that, that's so true. But we have just had this cultural message ingrained that you have to move on, you have to forgive and you have to forget. Whereas actually that's not healthy for us at all. So
Brian in Dublin, really, just on this actually, he makes the point. He says maintaining a grudge keeps them more relevant than they might even deserve. I actually think that's an interesting point on that. You know, often people might feel, Tara, that they, you know, that their grudge is that they're right to hold the grudge. Mm-hmm. That it makes sense. And maybe it doesn't.
And maybe it does for some people and maybe it doesn't. I think as well, you know, sometimes, you know, the talking of the grudge, like it's kind of like the fear as well, like saying, I can't let this go. That makes people worry that they're potentially being unforgiving or they're being dramatic. Or it also may be around, like, you know, the circle of friends that you have. If you're around people where all of them hold grudges and that's seen as okay, or it's kind of like that bitchiness within the group, that's normal. Then for your social image, that might be actually hard to really come out of that as well. So there's so many different nuances about, I suppose, why people are afraid to let go of grudges or why they're even afraid to talk about them in the first place.
I think if you're the person, if the person you're annoyed with apologises, then a grudge isn't appropriate, says this texter. But what if the person hasn't apologised? It's very hard to get over it then. And finally, this listener says, bury the hatchet, but mark the spot. Tara Logan Buckley, Sinead Dalton and Dyrin O'Connor, thanks a million for joining us. Emails lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on Newstalk.